Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Talk radio.
Let's go to Sonia. Good evening, Sonia.
Good evening. I've missed you like crazy.
Who was that, Kathy, saying missed you like crazy?
Missed you like crazy. It was Natalie Cole, wasn't it?
Cole. Was she Nat King Cole's daughter? And she sang an album of duets with him.
That's right. Yeah.
Natalie Cole.
Anyway, you're one of the cleverest men that I know. I had four brothers. I've got two sons and lots of grandsons. But anyway, I want you to tell me, please. I've got an all-day mobile phone. I've had not the phone, the SIM card for over 20 years.
Oh,
I don't use it very much.
That might be worth something on Antiques Roadshow. That might be worth something on Antiques
Roadshow. No, I changed the phone. It was only an old Doyle phone. But I've got six texts. This one worries me because whoever I've spoken to, they're saying it's a scam. I don't know what it's
What does the text say? What does the text say?
I'm just going to read it out. My eyes are very bad, you know. I'll do it now. It says, going into hospital during the
coronavirus.
The gut component, I can't see clearly, weeks, gets a single bag ready with you, with your, let's put it down a bit, with your keys.
Yes.
And health things.
Yeah.
Information and for an overnight stay in the hospital. Now, that's not
that actually sounds that sounds like quite sensible advice.
No, it isn't. It's coming from it's six, seven messages.
Well, what do, from, the, do they all do? They read me another message.
The first one says it's us calling you, and that's it, nothing else.
Oh, that's
weird. It's us texting you. I'll go down to another one. This one says, if you need milk or bread, ask your neighbours and friends to get it for you.
As scammers go, this is a very helpful one.
Are you sure it's not a family member that could be?
No, I found everybody. And my daughter works at NHS in Clacton, in the offices there. She says, Mum, she said, it's a scam. So I said, well, I don't know what it is, but it's frightening the life out of me.
Can you block that number?
No. I can delete it.
Well, is there not an option on this phone?
No, it's only a 20-quid phone.
Then just ignore it. What they're doing, Sonia, they don't know you. They don't know
that's
where you live.
Because let me tell you something. To get in this building where I live, independent living, you have to press a buzzer with my number on it. The gates open up. Then as you get driving...
Will you listen to me? Because I'm going to tell you something that is true.
Right? Good.
They do not know your name.
No.
They do not know where you live. There will be someone, maybe in China, maybe in Glasgow, maybe in Birmingham, maybe in Nigeria. I don't know. There'll be someone or a machine that is just going through every single combination of numbers and sending messages out to see if anyone replies. Have you replied?
No, you can't reply.
Good. Okay, good.
You said about the one saying it's us calling, I thought it might be a standard government message because I've had a couple of those.
Yeah.
But it's us calling is a very weird one, and it sounds like they're trying to get you to respond.
No, it says the text is from us, that's it. The text is from us, that's it, it's finished. If it's any family, it's always a kiss.
Read me one of the longer texts. I'm going to type it into Google and see if anything comes up. So give me that one about the milk again.
About what?
The milk.
I'm good.
Well done.
Sorry.
Shut up, Kath. I'm going to Google it and see if anything comes up.
I'm having actually anxiety attack overall.
No. We're going to.
Oh, actually, it says before that message, that long one, it's got NHS. That's what's worried me. The most important thing is just to told you, NHS Coronavirus Services. If you live, oh, it's another one, alone, text friends and family and members. Oh, it's gone off. And members. Sorry, my life this is. There we are. Family and members to let them know you are following advice to stay at home until it's safer time.
Is it? What is the number? What is the number it comes from?
The number is
Is it like five digits?
No, it's a whole long number.
Right, go offline. Sam, if you can go to Sonia, and if you could get the phone number, and if you could type it up for me, please, Sam, on the screen. Hello, Sam. There we go. Thank you. Get that number. If you type it up on the screen for me, and we'll have a little Google, and we'll see.
Yeah.
There are a few scams out at the moment, which is a little bit...
But there are also messages being sent out. I know the NHS have got a text message service. They send people with symptoms daily messages.
So NHS are bum lickers. By the way, Emily Jane, speaking of bum lickers, says, that's true about the hospital bag text. I think this might be a genuine thing. That's why I'm keen to get the number. Then we can have a little check.
I wonder if it's us texting is a... Part two of two.
Don't worry, guys. And if also, I wonder if we can get her PIN number. do you want to put Sonia back, Sam? And I'm just going to Google that number. So,
I've done it.
Okay, I'm just going to Google it. I'm just going to Google it. Let's see. Sam, could you do me a favour? Could you dial that number and see? And put it. If we move Arlene, could we? I mean, I'd be interested. Maybe I can dial it from here. Can I? Yeah, yes, I can.
The suggestion on YouTube is it's something to do with the 12-week shielding.
Yeah, I think this might be genuine, Sonia.
Yeah.
We've had a good friend of the show, Emily Jane, say she thinks it's genuine. And I, if you could open that other line for me, please, Sam. There is nothing there. Thank you. We'll close that. There is nothing. I think it's genuine. All you've
Why
got to do.
Why have they sent me five or six messages?
Because they don't want you to die. They don't want you to die, Sonia. Well, they want you to live.
Well, I'm worried about you leaving. You said it's not, definitely June. You're not going to be on.
I don't know. My contract runs out in June. Who knows?
That's what's worrying me. Would you believe it? I've got lots of worries. But that... I 10 o'clock at night, till he goes off, I lay here and I listen to you because you all are marvellous. I think you're a wonderful, wonderful team.
The team. Okay. Sonia, listen, two things. First thing, I'm pretty sure that's legit. We're getting a few people who I trust saying that's legit. In fact, Azzy is saying that she got the same texts, okay? So I think it's legit. Secondly, if it were a scam, scammers... are just making up phone numbers and seeing who bites, okay? They do not know your name. They do not know where you live. That is. I'm not just saying that to calm you down. I'm saying that as a fact. They do not know your name. They do not know you, where you live. But I am very confident those texts are genuine from the NHS.
You think so?
Yeah, I do
think
so.
The first one says NHS, the others don't say anything, just talk about it.
Well, that's the first one quite often sets the scene for it. So I would suggest that...
What about the same time as well?
Yeah, well, it's probably it would be a machine. Yeah, it'd be a machine doing it. Don't panic, Mr. Mannering. Sonia, I've got to go because I'm late for ads. Don't panic. 0344 499 1000. We've got Dean. We've got Arlene. You know what I mean? Jelly Bean. I'm so keen. This is the scene on Talk Radio, man.
Online, on DAB, and on the Talk Radio app.
Many of these businesses will need to operate in new ways to ensure they're safe.
Talk Radio.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
But the phrase "use common sense" was used by Jacob Rees-Mogg to describe the people that died in Grenfell. If they just used common sense, they wouldn't be dead!
Also, he wants all the MPs to go back into the House of Commons as soon as possible to set an example.
No, he doesn't. This is my reckoning on that. He knows that will never happen.
Mm.
But if he calls for it,
it
looks
like he's swimming against the tide, right?
Exactly. He knows that will never happen.
Anyway, the way he lolls about on the benches, no one will be 2 feet from him anyway, will they?
Dean is on the line. Good evening, Dean.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Cast. I hope you're keeping well, both.
What you got for us, Dean?
Can I just say about Sonia's text messages?
Yes.
They are correct. Oh. I had them from the NHS as well. I also had a letter from the government saying the exact same thing and to go on to register to get the food, if you remember.
There you go. Beautiful, beautiful. There you go, Sonia. I've got loads of people who are posting the same messages and stuff. They are legit.
Yeah, they sent them out quite early, actually, to me. But as I say, It's exactly the same as what Sonia was saying.
Yeah, good, good. All right. What you got for us, Dean?
Well, I'm just ringing up to say that I'm in a really good place. And I know I'm going to be in lockdown for quite a long time because I've got to wait for like a jab or something like that, you know.
Yeah.
An injection.
That's what a jab is.
But I found a new occupation, if you like. Well, not occupation, but hobby.
Oh.
Thanks to Cass. I looked at her photographs. They're absolutely fantastic.
Yes.
So I'm actually starting doing watercolours.
Oh, watercolour.
Not very
challenge.
Good mine, but it's not very good, but I'm having a go anyway.
Well, that is fantastic.
All your photographs are absolutely beautiful, Kath.
Well, thank you. Do you know what, though? No one thinks their work is as good as the way other people see it. So you just do it.
I've just worked out how to use Twitter.
Uh-huh.
So I've added you both on Twitter. As soon as I got anything decent, I'll post it.
Yes, have a look.
As I say, I've only just started, so, you know, I'm a bit like Larry in the Stickmen, you know.
Okay. Yeah, but you've got a computer, right?
Yeah.
Have a look on YouTube. There's loads of really great tutorials, watercolour tutorials. Yeah.
All right, I'll have a look.
Really helpful, because otherwise you kind of get stuck in your own little rut, don't you? But this way you can see...
Because I can do a tree, all right.
There's some really good ones, and they'll give you loads of advice and ideas.
You know, the fencing's a bit wobbly. But anyway, I started with landscapes and see how it goes, you know.
Yeah, brilliant.
So that's really perked me up a bit, you know, having something to do more than my normal stuff, you know.
Yeah, good, good.
But it was,
that's the important part. Dean, just do it and don't think about what anyone else will say about it. It's all it's all experimentation and, you know, just
spending
some... Well,
I'll send you something once I've always been good at sketching, you know, but I could put that to watercolours, I suppose, with some of the sketches I've done.
Yeah.
You know, and see how that works.
Just have a go.
You know. Thanks very much anyway, Kath. That was absolutely, you know, highlighting for me anyway.
All right, well, great. Thank you very much for letting us know.
Ian, I just can't get enough of your programme. So,
I'm not listening.
No, he's not. What are you doing with your fringe there?
I'm doing a top knot. My hair...
You're doing an hobnob.
My hair is long enough.
Yeah.
I can do like a top knot, like a samurai warrior. Hey, I look cool. YouTube.com/IanLee. Smash that like button. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe. I've got a top knot like a samurai.
I've got a couple of very camp friends in Spain, and they've got a Yorkshire Terrier who sports a similar do.
Trendy dog.
I want to join the show on Sunday.
Yes.
But I don't know where to pay.
If you go to IanLee.com/event, the link is there. And you pay, you can't pay on the door if that's what you're asking.
No.
IanLee.com/event. It's listed there. You click on it and then you pay, and then you get emailed a link and you get top secret password. Don't share it with anyone. That's your own private link and private password. And you watch the show, and who knows, we may talk to you on the show. Thank you, Dean. 0344-499-1000. I am rocking the top knot. Look at that, man. I'm like a samurai. Yeah. I'm like one of the little boys in Monkey Magic. I am like three little mates from school, are we? I am like the cool dog that you mentioned earlier on. I am like someone
pee-pee.
Who's going to have... I'm like what?
It's called Pee-Pee.
Pee-Pee? Pee-Pee?
Yes.
Cool dog, cool name. I'm like someone who's about to have the undercut... shaved. I'm like so many things. I'm like so many things.
Like an apple.
Thank you. Thank you.
A hairy one.
Yep. A hairy apple. Isn't that a euphemism for a vag? Let's go to Linda. Good evening, Linda. Sorry to say vag before you came on. I'm so sorry. So sorry, Linda. So sorry. It's just the way it works sometimes. It's just
That's
the way
all right.
it works.
I can cope. That's all okay. right.
What can we do for you, vag? I mean, Linda, sorry.
I've got a top knot too.
They're cool, aren't they?
They are. They are very cool.
Mine's a little bit loose. I could do with it being a little
bit
tighter.
Far forward.
Yep. Well.
What you do to a Pekingese, Linda, if you imagine. Yeah, a little bow.
Oh, that's so pretty. So pretty.
Very pretty. I'm a very pretty boy.
Very pretty. Yeah.
Pretty, Linda.
Guess what?
You're pretty. I don't know. I was going to say something vulgar, and I won't.
Don't.
I'm growing.
Please don't.
I'm growing. No, I won't.
I left the house today for the first time in 8 weeks.
You disease spreader. You COVID tard pushing the COVID-19
virus. I am going to buy it because I've been inside for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
The only thing I'm spreading is my love and positivity this evening, because I've been outside and I've seen the sea and I've seen pretty flowers. So you can't rain on my parade, I'm afraid.
No. Hey, how did it feel? Did it feel...
Oh, awesome.
good.
So good. And then I went to Marks and Spencer's and I spent so much money. Oh, my goodness, beautiful. It's expensive in there, isn't it?
Isn't it expensive? It's good food, but they're small portions, I think, the old M&S portions.
Yeah, just buy two.
Yeah, it's nice food, but it's small and it's really pricey.
I came out because my partner didn't come in because it wasn't safe for him, so he stayed in the car. Yeah. And I said, when I came out, I said, do you love me?
Oh.
But he knew what I was, he knew.
When you say it wasn't safe for him, is that simply because he just can't stop spending and buying Peppa Pigs or whatever they're called?
No,
Percy Pigs.
Percy Pigs.
No, it's because he's in the shielding group, which is why we haven't left the house for 8 weeks.
Okay, that's what... That's what he's told you, Linda. Get the letter. Find the letter from the doctor. Ask him for the letter from the doctor that says it, and then make sure all of the words are spelt correctly, because I just got a feeling there's a few people doing the, oh, yeah, the doctor says I can't go out, love. We've got to stay in.
No, and, he really has. And we get deliveries, and it's awesome. It's not awesome. It's pretty awful.
It's awesome. My husband could die. It's awesome.
Oh, he's not my husband yet. He's not my husband yet.
You've got to marry him quickly, otherwise you don't get the money.
Oh, I know. But also, I learned a lesson today.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask and glasses is not easy.
No, you're still up.
Stay there. Talk to Kath, because I've got to get a couple of
points. What are you doing now? What are you going to put a rubber band round now?
I did want to speak to you, actually, because you remember last time we spoke about weighted blankets?
Oh, yeah.
I've ordered it. So I'm waiting for it to arrive, and my V-shaped pillow will be arriving any day now.
Oh, blimey. I mean, you've only just been allowed to go out, and it sounds like you're nesting.
I am. This is the thing. This is why I think it was important that I did go out today, because I think I was getting a bit too comfortable indoors. Yeah.
I know exactly what you mean, though. I bought new lampshades. Could you sort of sit in the house for the... It's the longest time I've sat down and not been able to go out.
Kath,
and not be able to do anything. You kind of look around and go, God, that's shattered.
Kath, get on YouTube.
For 20 years. What?
That's
get on YouTube. There's a delay. I couldn't find... I know how to make PPE, by the way.
What's PPE?
PPE.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
What kind of PPE?
The good stuff that saves your life. So listen up. You get... Okay. You know those... You'll know this, Catherine, because you totally get horny for stationery. You know in ring binders, those plastic little files you can get, the transparent ones, you can slip things. Hang on, I've got some. Stay there. Okay. Get the news.
What are you wrapping in there?
Hang on.
This is going to be awful. Please don't try this at home, anyone, because this is... I don't think this is going to be state-sanctioned PPE.
I love stationery as well, though. Stationery is awesome.
Gosh, a new book that's not been written in. Oh, kills me to write in it. New pens.
Oh, I know. Oh, I bought some really nice... Do you know where I'm missing going the most? Paper Chase. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I love it. It's expensive, but it's just so pretty.
I know, God. I go in there and I buy stickers for my kids and I think, do I have to give these to them?
I know what you mean. No. What's he going to get? Do you know, Catherine?
He's going to get a plastic wallet for a ring binder, which I think he's going to stick over his head, and we're supposed to nod and smile and say, well done.
That's not particularly safe, is it?
No.
I haven't got any.
No.
Oh.
But what you do, so these clear plastic wallets, right? Are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then listen. The clear plastic wallets, what you do... I've got them somewhere.
All right, well, I will imagine one.
Well, what you do is, you know they've got clips down the side?
Yes.
You put a pair of glasses through the clips. This is true! The glasses on, the plastic comes over your face like a shield, like PPE.
Yeah, right. And sticks out the sides.
Yep. So does real PPE.
Okay, go on.
Isn't PPE the name of that dog? The cool dog we were talking about.
PPE, yeah.
But look what I've got, guys. If you watch on YouTube, I look like the coolest hipster ever. Can you see it?
There's a bit delayed. I'm waiting for the coolness to begin.
Here it comes up. I look like the cool... I look so cool. I'm going to open a shop that only sells cereal. Hang on a minute. Here we go. Something arrived from China for me. Here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes, guys. Bring them on. I've got a top knot. And then, Kath, I want you to describe what you see.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Describe.
Remember the other day we were talking about yellow glasses?
Yes.
Yellow-tinted glasses. He's got some of them on. Yeah, God, you look like... I'm going to say it.
Oh,
a massive knob.
For yellow glasses.
Hang on. I look like what?
A knob.
This is Talk Radio.
Oh.
Talk Radio.
Yeah, hello, welcome. You're listening to Late Night Loving. Abby and Lee. Who's this horny lady?
Oh, my God.
What's your name, love? What's your name, love? Let me tickle it out of you. Tickle, 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 tickle. Tickle, 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 tickle. It's Catherine Boyle and we love her. We absolutely love her. Absolutely love her. Not in that way. Don't be so daft. Tonight on Late Night Love, we're taking your phone calls. 0344-499-1000. What gets you excited in the bedroom? Have you ever used food on a ding-dang? And what's in your bedside? Cabinet mother, give us a call now and we'll find out exactly what's going on in the love lives of Great Britain and maybe from all over the world. Let's go to Barry from Watford. Good evening, Barry. What's in your bedside table, Barry? Hello, Barry. We're talking sex because there's nothing to be ashamed of. There is nothing to be ashamed of. What is in your bedside table, Barry? What have you got in there?
I've got my eye drops. I've got my comb. I've got something nice, a bit of grease to put on my hair.
Lovely.
And a massive tub of blues. But I tell you what, tonight it's been very up tempo, isn't it? Very, very sexy. All
very
the
sexy.
Talk, even from Catherine, penis on your lips, my love, was very lovely tonight, listening to that.
Barry, we've all got lockdown love on our mind, and I don't mean bondage, although I'm open to suggestions. We're all feeling a little bit randy. You're living with your partner of... How long have you and Margaret been married?
63 years.
Wowzers. And has she ever been with another man in that time?
Well, you know about Mr. Prakash from the Halifax.
I do.
They went off together. They went to Wimpy Bar. She tucked into his king size. He had a lick of her brown derby. But the point was, we got back together.
Oh.
And it's staying power. And we keep the spice. How can I put it? The spice in the marriage very much alive.
Your
63
spice
years,
rack,
though. I was going to say, do you think you're going to make it to 69?
No, I don't. I'm not so keen on that one. But the point is...
It's gone out of fashion. It's gone
has
out
it?
Of fashion.
Is
69
it?
Has gone out of fashion, and I do not know why. It's a classic.
Well, it's a meal for two with a terrible view, but the thing is... It does keep things going. Now, look, okay, as you get together, as you go down the marital road, okay, there may be some turnings off. You might want to go down the avenue called infidelity.
Yes.
You might feel you're heading for a cul-de-sac.
Oh.
But we are very much on a dual carriageway, my friend.
Does that mean two women at once?
Yeah, well... No, I mean, I was using it as a sort of simile for the laugh, the strength of our love rather than extra.
All joking to one side, we're having a laugh and we're being a little bit filthy
yes,
and a little bit rude,
yes,
and that's fine.
Yes,
obviously, sex is wrong and it's sinful and it's disgusting
and it's there to make babies. It's a grey area that we don't want to get into.
Okay, exactly.
Speak for yourself.
But you have been with Margaret for a long, long time. Over 60 years is amazing.
Good.
What I just wondered... What are your tips, Barry, for a long and successful marriage? Maybe not marriage, because that's going out of fashion a bit, you know, living together, a long relationship.
Okay. Yeah. My tip is, well, it's rather worn, but what I would say about my tip is really you've got to keep it, keep it fresh. Try things, experiment. Remember Sting? He done tantric sex.
I do remember Sting, yes. He did tantric sex in The Police, didn't he?
He done tantric sex in The Police.
I think he's still doing it now. I don't think he's finished.
I think he started off in about 1983. He gets himself to the limit and then he, I think that's what it is. It's all about delaying the gratification, you see. So we had done a little bit of tantric sex. To be honest, car booty came on and we stopped that and turned that on. Very much like that.
Very, very but good show.
Very good show. But, you know, basically just don't give up. You know, try something new. Don't be afraid to say what you like. I like cheese on toast, you know, instead sometimes of...
Is that a move?
All right. No. It's literally cheese on toast.
Oh, okay.
Not even a bit of bread.
Nope.
But, you know, but that's what I suggest. But, you know, you talk about big penises, you know.
I don't talk about them that often, but yes.
All the time.
Yes.
Mine's, it's a grower, not a shower.
Okay, okay. It's have you watched that? Genuine question. Because I don't want to. Okay, we're still talking about your penis, and I'm trying to move away from it.
It's smaller, then it gets bigger. But that's what
I don't want to. I don't want to get stuck on your penis.
Yeah, all I'm saying is it's not one of the big ones. It's just imagine a small one.
Okay, you've got a tiny penis. One. That's great news.
Yeah, it's a small. It's a small one.
Please, can we stop talking about your old man's dick?
Okay, I'm giving you a picture of it.
I don't. If you gave me a picture of it, I would rip it up. I don't want a picture of it.
Well, I'll have that one back and all that you are.
All right, then.
I bet it looks like one of them naked mole rats.
It's a small one. It's a very...
Whack-a-mole. Have you seen that... Well, you've seen television change the years.
It's not inordinately small, but it's not huge, is what I'm saying.
No, okay, I'm really going to have to ask you to just stop. Move away. Leave your penis alone.
Brush that to one side. Okay.
It's come back. You've seen television change over the decades. And
yes, I have.
It's gone from being very straight-laced, very prudish. Now you get programmes. I don't know if you've seen this programme, Naked Attraction. Have you seen that?
I have seen it. I've got the box set in a leather-bound case on my
There's a few box sets in there, aren't there? Yes.
Yeah, there are. Right.
Do you, that kind of stuff, do you sniff at that? Or did you find that despite you sat in front of the TV flicking away? What do you make of those kind of shows?
Margaret has... When that comes on, one day she had that on one side and a very raunchy thing on the other. She was flicking away.
Literally I did that joke.
I said, you're going to have to, you know, that little button. I said, you're going to have to stop. You're going to wear that thing
out. Okay. Okay.
It's held together with this facilitate.
Definitely. Okie dokie. Well, Barry, it's been lovely talking to you. Okay. I know you were champing at the bit yesterday to come on. I got a few, I don't know how you got my mobile phone number. I got a furious text.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, let me read it. I've got a text. I'm going to ask you to delete my number. I got a text. Let me read this. Hang on, Barry from what?
You owe me, mate. What do you mean delete your text?
Here we go.
Delete your number.
Could you delete my number tonight? As well? Because I think that the pictures you're sending me should really go to some sort of medical professional.
Well, as I said, average. Size.
Are you on tonight, you lanky streak of piss?
Yeah.
Wow.
I demand to come on and keep the nation's spirits up. Are you off? You didn't tell me you were off.
You were off.
Then the next text was 5 minutes later. You effing lanky twit. Yes. Reply. Then the next one was, I'm going to smash your doodles up your butt.
But.
Then another one, then it's just like, then there were five in a row. Die. And then the last one was, I'm so sorry. I'm so unhappy. Now, what was that all about?
Well, I'd overdone it on the rosé.
Okay.
And you know what I'm like when I've had a little bit of Zinfandel?
Yes.
I can go a little bit punchy. I apologise. I do think you're excellent.
Thank you.
And I just wanted you on instead of Howard Hughes. And I missed you, mate. That's the
main thing. All right. Well, that's okay. Just next time, don't
just write that. Yeah. Just write that.
Just write that. Just write that. Just write that. Just write
that. This has been a lot of fun. This is me winding up now.
Okay. Well, we'll step back and allow you to wind up. I'm stepping back. I'm leaning back from the barrier to his wind-up phase.
Okay. So, gentlemen, I hope you've got your spirits up. I think the Greeter show has been a bit more up-tempo and a bit more jolly tonight.
Okay.
And as I say, I've nearly finished.
Very long wind-up.
Yeah, nearly done now. Let me just finish this bit. No, and here we go. And the last bit is I'm just off to bed now.
Yeah, goodbye.
Go to bed. Nearly finished now.
Okay, hurry up.
Go now and have a lovely bit of a cuddle with my wife.
Thank you.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, Barry.
It's the dual carriageway, my friends, tonight. The dual carriageway.
I hope that doesn't mean what I think it does. Thank you very much, Barry. Going to Birmingham and coming back. Yeah. Goodbye, Barry. Please go away.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.